hunting for the killer lion, Nara's seeing eye lion has been mistakenly shot with a tranquilizer dart and captured by Raoul and Tallboy. Tarzan discovers them eyeing the fallen lion.
He's the red one, all right.
I'm not sure.
Look at that mane. How many lions have a mane that color?
Well, he'll be out of commission for a few hours. He can thank the tranquilizer gun for his afternoon nap. Come on, let's get him out of here.
Hold it. This is Sultan.
Who?
The blind girl's lion.
What blind girl?
Jai's evil goddess.
How'd you find out she's blind?
I saw her. Talked to her. This lion is her guide. She'd be helpless without him.
He looks like the red one to me.
This lion belongs to that girl.
I'm sorry, Tarzan. We hit him with a tranquilizer. He'll be out for hours.
She needs that animal desperately.
Well, look, we can't leave him here. The hyenas will tear him apart. We turn him loose, he'll be shot. Let's take him to the compound. He'll be safe.
You're right. As a matter of fact, they'd all be safer there. Jason, Jai, and the girl. I better find them before the red one has them for dinner.
The blind girl, in pain because of her sprained ankle, waits for Tarzan. Suddenly, from the underbrush, the girl hears... suddenly realizes it's not Sultan, but the evil red one. In fear and panic, Nara pulls herself to the river's edge. The red one follows her. As the blind girl struggles in the river, Tarzan arrives at the scene, dives to her rescue. The red one flees Tarzan's call of the jungle.
Oh. Oh. There was a lion.
I know, he's gone now.
You said you'd bring Sultan back.
I'm sorry, he was...
He's dead, isn't he?
No, he's on his way to the settlement.
Settlement?
Yes, there's a compound there. They'll take good care of him.
But why? Why did they take him away from me?
For his own safety.
But he's safe here.
As a matter of fact, you'd be safer there, too.
Mm-mm.
Let me take you there.
No, I'm staying here.
Why? What do you have here? You told me you had no one.
No one but Sultan.
Where are your parents?
Dead. Killed in a riverboat accident a long time ago.
You've been alone ever since?
And what's wrong with being alone? I don't need anyone.
You need Sultan?
I suppose I can manage without him if I had to.
Well, you know best. Good luck.
Tarzan? Tarzan?
Tarzan walks off, pauses, turns and decides not to reply. The girl walks, stumbling on. Tarzan follows at a distance as Nara tries to find her way to her home. Suddenly, they come upon the ruins of an ancient cave.
Tarzan, you're here, aren't you? Thank you.
As Nara explains to Tarzan that this is her home, he suddenly puts his hand over her mouth for silence. and then moves toward the sound of an old phonograph record playing a waltz. Tarzan advances. In the ruin, he sees Jason Flood looking through an old trunk and Jai winding an old phonograph.
You gentlemen have a search warrant?
Tarzan, will you take a look at this?
This is private property, you know.
This old seaman's trunk is Reverend C. Smith's. He's the missionary who disappeared after that riverboat explosion about, 10 years ago. He and his wife and daughter. Tarzan, will you listen to me?
I hear you.
Jai pulls an old faded photo out of the trunk.
Look, Tarzan, here's his daughter.
She couldn't have been more than 9 years old.
Do you think she's still 9 years old?
Why?
Because she sure is pretty.
She's even more beautiful now, Jai. I'll let you see for yourself. Miss Smith. I'd like you to meet some friends of mine. This is Mr. Jason Flood. And this is Jai.
How do you do?
You're right, Tarzan. She is prettier.
Thank you.
Miss Smith, you must forgive this intrusion. I really couldn't believe there was anyone living here.
Is your name Nora?
It was. When my parents died, a man named Akila took me to his tribal village. He and his wife raised me. They called me Nora.
Where are they now?
Dead. Killed in a tribal war. It was Akila who brought me a day-old lion cub. His eyes were still closed.
Saltem?
Mm-hmm. Akila knew I was going blind from the accident on the river. He helped me train Saltem. To obey my commands, to protect me, and to act as my guide. The day I lost my sight, Saltem became my eyes. I need him, and I'm going for him now.
I'll bring him here myself.
No, I don't need any favors. You think I'm some kind of helpless... Tarzan?
He's gone.
It isn't fair, Mr. Flood. He has no right to do these things.
Tarzan's helping you, Nora.
But that's the trouble. You all want to help me.
Help of a different kind is being offered to Saltem. A ringer at the moment is standing by the caged lion Saltem in the compound. The tranquilizer has worn off. A ringer unlocks the cage.
I will help you, Red One, if you want your freedom. But it won't be for long.
Tell Rao, you tried too hard.
With the cage open, Saltem rushes out. Aringa fires and misses.
Aringa!
What happened?
It was Tarzan, Rao. He let the Red One escape.
Tarzan?
He forced me to open the cage. Threatened to kill me if I refused.
Aringa, you are lying.
No, Rao. No, I swear.
Tall boy, let's get that lion.
Aringa, mad with hate, stirs up the members of his village.
Listen to me. All of you. Rao's a good man. But he refuses to think bad thoughts of his friend, Tarzan. But you saw Tarzan today at the lion pit. The Red One was our prisoner until Tarzan released him. Now he's turned that killer loose again. You know what the Red One did to my father and to me. Any one of you may be his next victim. He must be hunted down and killed before he kills again. And we can't let Tarzan or anyone else stand in our way.
Meanwhile, Tarzan leads Saltem through the jungle back to Nara, his blind mistress. As they enter Nara's cave house, Jai climbs atop a table in fright. Cheetah runs.
Okay, Saltem. Sorry, Jai.
Oh, boy.
Saltem. Oh, I'm so glad you're home.
That lion sure did scare me, Tarzan.
He's been scaring too many people lately.
Tarzan, I can't thank you enough for this.
Tarzan hands Nara her ancient antelope horn.
Oh, you'll need this. I want you to take Sultan and keep him in the cave. As a matter of fact, I think you better all stay there until I get back. Come on, Cheetah. Come on. Before any more mistakes are made.
Aringa and the men from the settlement are searching the jungle for the Red One. They see him. The real man-killer.
The Red One. There he is.
The torches! Burn him out!
Fire. The jungle is set on fire. The jungle is burning. Fire is everywhere. At Nara's cave, Jason Flood asks,
Nara, I wish you'd come back to the settlement with us.
No. I'm happy here.
But you'll have fun there. Lots of people, things to do.
I'm perfectly happy here. I've got Sultan and...
Shh.
Someone is out there.
Flood leaves the cave and meets Rao and Tallboy on the path.
Rao!
Well, Jason, you're a long way from home.
Well, so are you. What brings you here?
Looking for Tarzan.
Oh, well, he's out hunting the Red One over there somewhere.
A lot of people may be hunting for him, too.
What's wrong?
Trouble. Is Jai with you?
Yeah.
Tallboy, take Mr. Flood and Jai home. I'll try and pick up Tarzan's trail.
Well, hold on. Tarzan expects us to remain here.
You'd be safer at home, Jason. Keeps over here, Mr. Flood.
Jason Flood and Jai leave for the settlement with Tallboy, while Rao continues the search for Tarzan. Nara has remained in the cave with Sultan.
Tarzan's in trouble, Sultan.
Nara and Sultan leave the house to search for Tarzan. Sultan leads blind Nara through the burning jungle. He sees a snake.
What is it, Sultan?
Sultan leads her safely away from the snake. As they reach an open glade, there is the Red One. Sultan fights the Red One to protect Nara. Rao comes upon the scene.
Oh, no. No.
Sultan is down by the Red One. Tarzan leaps between the lions. He draws his knife and fights the Red One, while Sultan lies badly mauled and helpless on the ground.
The Red One is dead.
Bad day for lions.
Tarzan?
It's all over now.
Where's Sultan? Where is he?
He tried to help you.
He's dead?
No, but he is badly hurt.
Oh, Sultan. Is he going to be all right?
It'll take time, but he's going to make it.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm sure. I'll take care of him for you. Someday when you come back, he'll be waiting. Rao is here and he'll take you back to the settlement.
I have no choice, do I? I can't hide from the world anymore.
Do you really want to, Nara?
I just realized. Going after you with Sultan, it's the first time I really did anything for anyone.
Thank you.
I'm beginning to see things. Things I never knew existed before. Thank you, Tarzan.
Good luck, Nara.
ready now.